Some today, Woody's Chunk of Gold, Wisconsin's finest cheese bread.
WGN Radio presents Virginia Gale's Portfolio.
Hi, and welcome to today's portfolio. If I met our guests of today in a store as shoppers, I would perhaps note they're nice-looking people, but there was nothing unusual about them. Our lady guest is wearing a floral print dress, and she has a tweed coat over the back of her chair. The gentleman is wearing, I'd say that's a gunmetal gray suit and a blue tie. They're both quite tan. One thing special might be that he's celebrating his birthday today. And if you get to know them fairly well, without hesitation, they would tell you in conversation that they're nudists. And once you get over the first surprise about this, you'd find they talk matter-of-factly and fluently about nudism as a way of life and their nudist camp, where they and their children and grandchildren and many other families bask in the sun together. Nudist camps are legal. Now, most of us would never consider joining, but we're curious about the many families who find this an enjoyable and a healthy way of life. And I asked our guests if they would come and talk with us to know what nudist camps are all about. And for those of you who might not accept the subject, we do this in the spirit of adventure to know as much as we can about all people, and I hope in all good taste. We'll meet our guests, Mr. and Mrs. Harvey Schmidt, after this news, an announcement brought to you by S&H Green Stamps.
Alerting thrifty Chicagoland shoppers. Alerting Chicagoland shoppers. Alerting you to double savings at national food stores. You save once on low, low prices, and you save again with S&H Green Stamps.
Come on over and save.
Two ways.
Come on over and save.
Two ways. One.
Save cash on our low, low prices.
Two.
Save S&H Green Stamps. Come on over and save.
Two ways.
Come on over today and save.
Yes, come on over to national food stores and see for yourself how low our prices are. Low prices this week, next week, and every week. What's more, you get the extra plus of S&H Green Stamps, America's most reliable, most valuable stamps. So thrifty Chicagoland shoppers, get both low, low prices and S&H Green Stamps at national food stores.
And here's good news. Win a week's groceries in the Domino Sugar Win a Week's Grocery Sweepstakes. It's the Domino Sugar way of showing you their new yellow bags and packages. Many $25 checks, the average cost of a week's groceries, are being given away in your area. There's nothing to buy. You simply cut out the front panel of the new yellow Domino Sugar bag or any other new Domino package with the words Domino Pure Cane Sugar. Or do this, print the words of Domino Pure Cane Sugar in plain block letters on a 3x5 inch piece of plain white paper. See, you can do it without cost. And on the back of the panel or the paper, write your name and address, and also put down the name and address of your favorite grocery store or supermarket. You see, when you win, your grocer can win a prize, too. Mail your entry to Domino Sugar, Win a Week's Groceries Sweepstakes, in care of me, Virginia Gale, WGN Radio, Chicago, Illinois, 60618. Winners will be selected and announced on the air every day, Monday through Friday, during the weeks of October 31st and November 7th. This offer void where prohibited by law. Not too long ago, I was sitting down in the cafeteria, having a cup of coffee, waiting for two people to come in to be our guests today. And my mind was kind of going over the subject matter, and I was wondering, goodness sakes, I've never met nudists before. I was wondering what a nudist looks like. You know, I kept thinking, well, gee whiz, are they people with two heads or five arms? What makes them so entirely different that they have a philosophy that's so unlike what we have in our general society? And in walked Irene and Harvey Schmidt, and they're two lovely, ordinary people, and I've been very pleased to meet them and sit down and talk with them about nudism. And at first, I thought, oh, I'm going to be crimson red all the way through our discussion. But it's turned out to be a very interesting subject, and one that they take in such commonplace stride that my embarrassment has completely left me. Now, why would Why would I be embarrassed with the subject anyway? I guess it's unconventional. Would you say that, Harvey?
No, I wouldn't say it was unconventional, because what might be unconventional to you is definitely not unconventional to me. This is as commonplace as anything you can imagine.
Mm-hmm. How did you happen to become a nudist?
Well, that's quite a story. That's a long time ago. You see, my brother-in-law, who's married to my sister, saw some pictures of a nudist camp, and he wanted to see it, and he asked my sister to go with him, and she says, absolutely not. Not me. So they had a little spat, and he went himself and spent the day there and come back telling the most glorious stories of such healthy, happy people. And he still tried to get her to go, and she says, well, only if you can get another couple, another woman to go along. She says, I'm not going to go with you just like that. And they went to all their friends all summer long, and they couldn't find anybody that wanted to go to a nudist camp. As a last resort, they came to us. And we said, yeah, we'd go.
What did you think about it, Irene, when you were asked to go the first time?
Well, I was a little scared, but I'm the kind of person that likes to try things out. It was something different, and I have an open mind to begin with. And I was curious myself to see what the place was like.
Uh-huh. What was your reaction? Did you have a weekend there, or a day, or
a reaction? My sister-in-law and I, well, we were in the back. As we drove in, the people were playing volleyball in nude. And I took a look at them, and I started to laugh. That was my reaction. I might have been nervous or something. And after I was there for a while, we calmed down, took a walk down to the lake, and it was cold. It was in October, and people were sunbathing there. And I said, how could they? And there didn't seem to bother them. And then we came back ourselves and played volleyball and ping pong and went over to the clubhouse there, and we had our lunch there.
You disrobed and joined them?
No,
no?
Not the first time.
You were
a
visitor at this
Just
time?
Just a visitor.
Fully garbed visitor.
This was about October. And then... Mm-hmm. Harvey thought about it all winter, and in the spring, he said, we're going to go back. I liked the outdoor life. I liked the place. There was something about it. It was nice. And then we went back, and we joined mm-hmm. the following spring.
Mm-hmm.
And that was 15 years ago.
15 years ago. And you've been members ever since.
Members ever since. Well, let me...
Yes.
Irene was saying that... Well, when you asked her...
her reaction.
No. We were clothed... When you mentioned we were clothed
yes,
visitors...
Yes,
I'd like to explain that in the cold weather, people do not go without clothes on. They are dressed just like anyone else is and only take off their clothes when it's more comfortable to be unclothed.
And that would be in the warm weather.
Warm weather or in brilliant sunshine in the cold weather.
Mm-hmm.
You'll find, as we have, if you'd experience it, that as long as there's no wind and the sun is warm, the temperature could be quite cold, let's say 10, 20 degrees, and you would be warm without clothing.
In the sunlight.
In the
yes.
sun.
Bathed by the sun.
Yes.
The principle is similar to what they call radiant heat.
Mm-hmm.
There have been times that we have gone to camp in the middle of winter when there was no snow on the ground, and we'd spread a blanket, we'd be all bundled up, overcoats and sweaters and mufflers, lie down in a blanket, and pretty soon we'd be getting warm, and before you know it, we'd be nude, sunbathing, getting a tan in January.
In January?
And we'd be perspiring, and the temperature would be perhaps 20 degrees.
We were out of the wind.
Mm-hmm. In a secluded place where there was no wind.
Now, you have a fabulous story that's building and growing as the time goes on now. 2 years ago, you started your own nudist camp, right?
Right.
And this is the Ponderosa, and it's in Indiana.
That's right.
And what did you do? Did you go looking for a piece of land and decided you were going to establish another camp?
Yes. After being members in this other camp for many years, and our children grew up there, growing up there, we decided that, well, I should give you a little background. You see, I have been a leader on the executive board of one of our national organizations, and I was in a position of leadership in this camp. And we have had ideas that we thought we could put into practice and perhaps do it better than the old-timers had done.
Oh, I see. So you're sort of pioneering in your own fashion.
Yes. Now, most of the other camps started out many years ago, and they were originally little more than clearings in the woods and gradually built up. The old-time leaders spend many years educating the public to the legality and the goodness of nudism. They had little time to devote to their own camps.
Mm-hmm.
Now, nudism is completely legal and becoming more and more acceptable to the general public right along. We can devote ourselves to creating a modern, up-to-date resort and not have to worry about fighting legal battles.
Then basically, the Ponderosa is going to be a resort.
Definitely.
Where, when you wish to exercise sunbathing, nudism is it. But the rest of the time, you have a regular garb as anybody else would wear at a sport resort.
That's right.
Uh-huh.
We find that when new people come, especially a man and his wife, the woman would be very shy. As a rule, I talk to her, and we make them feel at ease, so that we introduce them to the people, and usually by the time they leave, they decide to become members. I mean,
so the husband drags in the wife, huh?
Yeah, but then the woman is a little shy.
Well, then once the woman is in, does she take to it?
Not, some do immediately, and some take longer.
Mm-hmm. But eventually, it's really a family affair, isn't it?
Yes.
We'll talk about the family in the nudist colony after this message.